Welcome in. Happy St. Patty's Day and to you, President Ann Kress from MCC.
Thank you. Luck of the Irish to you.
Well, I hope so. Are you Irish?
I am. I am part Irish on my mother's side. Her last name's McIntosh. That'll give you an idea.
My mom was a Snow, so I am Irish on that side as well. But that's not why we're here. That's not why we call it to the president of MCC is with us. It was just about a month ago that you got the great news that your downtown campus is settled. You're going to be joining us here at High Falls within the next couple of years, next few years. And you've been beaming ever since. I mean, it's been, it was quite a haul. Goes back, what, almost 20 years?
Absolutely. Almost 20 years when MCC first had the vision of coming downtown, found a temporary location at the Sibley Building. There have been sort of fits and starts along the way, but now we've really found our new permanent home, and we're delighted to sort of move forward over the next few years in refining our vision, and then opening in fall or spring, either 2016 or early 2017.
Well, you're refining your vision. Let's define it for folks who aren't totally clear yet.
Most certainly. You know, one of the things that we have explored ever since we came downtown is how to provide greater access for folks in the community to the opportunities that higher education provides, both in terms of transfer to upper division institutions, but then also in terms of direct to workforce careers. And that's really what we want to expand at the new downtown campus. We recognize that, according to recent studies, as many as two-thirds of the jobs in the future will require some college. A lot of that is going to be those vaunted middle skills jobs, something more than a high school diploma, something less than a four-year degree. And we want folks to be able to come to MCC downtown and have more access to programs that will allow them to do that. So we're moving, for example, all of our workforce development together under one roof for the very first time to provide training opportunities for folks who are seeking employment for the first time and retraining for individuals who have sort of lost their way in the new economy and need to find better footing.
And let's keep in mind, in full disclosure, my wife works at MCC, as you know, in dental hygiene, and she is a huge proponent of, she is a cheerleader like there's no other cheerleader over there. But when you get into MCC, when you go visit MCC, as I do a lot, and if you've never been there before, you realize that a lot of this learning is people who are learning new skills. It's not necessarily kids right out of high school.
Definitely. And for example, when you look at our downtown student population, about two-thirds of the students that we serve at the Damon City campus are women. Many of those women are coming back after having had their own children, and they're looking to find a better pathway for their entire family. The majority of students in many of our programs are over what's folks would think of as the traditional college age. So you mentioned dental hygiene. In our healthcare programs, the average age is in the 30s. And many of our trades occupations, it's also in the 30s or in some cases even higher. So when we look at the opportunities for individuals in our community to come back to school, to find that new pathway, whether it's in IT and cybersecurity, which will be a program we will grow at the new downtown campus, or if it's in healthcare and health information management, which again, we can explore and grow and expand at the new downtown campus. Those are great career opportunities for individuals who don't want to pursue a four-year degree.
And of course, MCC is such a great learning experience for everybody, whether you're fresh out of high school or if you are in your 30s. And Julie always comments, you know, she loves all the students there, and she's the clinic manager. She's not an instructor, but she has a great relationship with all the, and I can't say all the kids, because for every fresh out of high school kid, there is an adult, and the adult, there's not as much drama with the adults. I mean, they're ready to learn. You know, they're not trying to find their way necessarily.
Definitely. And one of the great opportunities that a community college provides, and MCC in particular provides, is that second chance and also a great first chance for folks who are looking for an affordable education. That's top of mind for so many families in our communities, whether in our the communities we serve, whether they're individuals who are coming as returning students or as brand new students. Those folks will save between 40 and 90% on their first 2 years of college by starting at MCC. And when we look at not direct to workforce degrees, but let's say university transfer degrees. We've transferred students to over 450 different colleges and universities, certainly within SUNY, but well outside of it. We have great local articulation agreements, transfer agreements with RIT, with the University of Rochester, with Nazareth, St. John Fisher, and then, of course, Brockport and Geneseo, Roberts Wesleyan. So you can really start at MCC and go anywhere. And the new downtown location allows us to expand those opportunities for folks.
I've told you before that had I grown up in this area, I probably would have chosen MCC right out of high school because I knew that I wasn't ready on many levels to jump into a big time school. And MCC, I did go to a community college in the Boston area, but MCC would have been perfect for me because it would have offered everything I wanted in terms of, you know, programming and learning experiences. Ann Kress is the president of MCC. It's been about a month since they announced that the legislature decided that their new campus will be over here at Kodak. I've toured the building. It's a great facility. Tell folks what it offers you that that makes it stand out in your mind.
Sure. And let me just go back to what you just said about learning opportunities. Mm-hmm. The staunchest advocates for our move to the Kodak site have been our students. And one of the things that they've seen is that it provides expanded opportunities for them in terms of student life. You know, we like to think that students learn so much in the classroom, and they do. But an important part of college is everything that you learn outside of the classroom as well. Those leadership opportunities, the ability to engage and interact and work on teams and projects with other students, to lead student activities, to bring in guest speakers, to really develop sort of into a confident adult or to regain confidence if you're already an adult, and to see that you can accomplish these things. What we are able to do now at the new downtown campus is to provide space for those activities, which we can't do right now in our current location.
It's pretty crammed over there.
It really is. Right. One of our students described it as growing up in a house. She said she grew up in a house with 14 brothers and sisters, and there was never any elbow room for anyone. They now have elbow room, and they have much more. They can bring in guest speakers. They can have offices for their student leadership activities. They can engage in all of these social skill building activities that we hear from workforce is needed as well. We can provide the technical skills and the classroom skills, but the ability really to work with one another, to understand difference, to get past things, those sort of soft skills, as business calls them, those are the activities that that we can bring now in the new downtown location. And I think that's one of the things that our students have really been craving.
Kodak was a campus in many ways. It was a like a little town when it was in its heyday. And again, having toured the facility that you'll be moving into eventually, it does fit your needs perfectly because everything is there.
It is.
Cafeteria, parking.
We have an extraordinary cafeteria that we'll be able to use for food service. So that's a great asset that's already built into that facility. When you talk about student life, there's also that large plaza directly on State Street that we can use then for outside student activities and really for studying and for eating and for putting, you know, what's been described to me as those good feet on the street to sort of bring life to the High Falls area all throughout the year. And then parking is really important to our students. You know, we certainly have been working with RGRTA around public transportation, but the reality for us is only about 40% of our students use public transportation. And there's a very simple reason. They work. So they go to class, they jump in their car, and they leave. And so to have a dedicated parking lot with over 400 spaces available to our students, faculty, and staff, which is more parking than we could have ever imagined, having directly accessible to the building, our students thought that they went to heaven when they saw that.
And when you do move to the Kodak facility here at High Falls in a few years, three, four years, maybe 5 years, I guess.
Yes.
It'll be, I don't want to say 24-hour operation, but it'll be it'll bring some life to this area at night.
Definitely. One of the great benefits of this new downtown location is the ability to offer not 24 hours day, but morning, afternoon, and evening classes. And so to have, again, a population that's in the High Falls area in the evening, not just of students, but also faculty and staff, because we're looking at moving more of our back office operations downtown as well into dedicated office space. But the other thing we're looking at for the new downtown campus is how can we serve the needs of those non-traditional students? Students who are coming back who want to earn their four-year degree but maybe can only go on the weekends or want to take mainly online classes but have some drop-in availability if they need assistance. How can we do those sort of non-traditional scheduling that we know that non-traditional students need? That's a great opportunity to sort of rethink higher education, period, so that it is much more accessible to everyone.
Ann Kress is the president of MCC. We have another 5 minutes to spend. I could probably talk with you for a couple of hours. You're so engaging. But I want to talk a little bit about the money part of it, because I think it's a little confusing to some people where the money's coming from, how much is available. Is there a need for more money to get this project completed?
Sure. Great question. Well, the way the community colleges are set up in the state of New York, the sponsor, in this case, it's Monroe County for Monroe Community College, needs to bond the full cost of the campus with $72 million. And that bonding vote took place last year in December.
Right.
And then SUNY will backfill up to 50% of the educational related expenses. So right now, in fact, because of the Renaissance Square project that did not happen, we have a pool of money sitting in Albany waiting for us. It just needs to be renamed, which should be just a simple legislative action. So the majority of funds are actually sitting there waiting for MCC to draw down. Quite honestly, have been there since about 2005, 2006. Some of them don't need a name change. Some of them do need a name change. Again, should be a simple legislative action.
Procedural stuff.
Yep. And then it's the money's there.
How long before we see a shovel in the dirt? I guess there's not a lot of shovels that have to be in the dirt, but how long before you think we'll see progress here?
Very shortly.
Probably not fast enough for you.
Oh, no, no. If we had Executive Dean Pete Otero from the Damon City campus in here today, he'd say tomorrow is when we're moving in. But I would say the next step is for the county and Kodak to complete the acquisition of that property. And then from that point forward, you'll see the design request for proposals released. You'll start to see some input sessions for what the campus should really look like, and we'll be on our way.
Will there be some melancholy feelings leaving the Sibley building?
Well, I think everybody in town has melancholy feelings about the Sibley building.
Yeah, sure.
Quite honestly, when I talk to folks about Sibley, what they don't mention is MCC's campus. They mention when they used to go there at Christmas to Sibley's for the department store, or when they had lunch in the lunchroom. So I think, as with any historic facility, you know, there'll be something, that a sense of loss. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, when development has indicated that they're ready and willing to create a new Sibley for downtown Rochester, and we certainly want to support them in that effort as well.
So you're still a fan of the Wynn people?
Well, yeah, I think they've come in. They've purchased that building. You know, they've indicated that they want to develop it into mixed retail and housing. That could be perfect for the Main and Clinton area.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, I was fully behind the move to Kodak over here. It's space that's available. As you said, it's ready to go. And for many reasons, I can't wait. I mean, new life in our little neighborhood here in High Falls is going to be fantastic. And I can go to the baseball game anytime you want to.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're excited to be part of High Falls as well. There's so much great development that's happening here. There's also the Garden Aerial Project and the whole eco-district concept. And, you know, sustainability is really important to MCC. So we think that we could add so much, not just in terms of academic programming, but in terms of being really good neighbors and being great community members and helping to move High Falls forward as well.
You still like it here?
Oh, I love it here. I love it here. I should admit to listeners, you know, I'm recently back from a vacation in a more tropical climate and exited the airport and couldn't believe how excited I was to feel the cool winter air in Rochester. So maybe there's just something wrong with me.
Because, you know, and you've heard it before, people come here from, and it happened to me. I moved here from Boston figuring, well, I'll be here for a couple of years and I'll use it as a stepping stone. Great neighborhoods, great experience, but I can use it to take the next step. And for me, that was 25 years ago.
Yeah. It is.
You know?
It's a community. And I think MCC is such a part of that, you know, and this isn't just because I'm the president of MCC, but you can't talk to anyone in this community who hasn't either gone to Monroe Community College or had a brother or a sister or a son or a daughter or even a grandfather or grandmother whose life has been impacted positively by MCC. And so it's wonderful to be associated with such a true community gem.
And soon to be a neighbor of ours here at High Falls. We eagerly look forward to that. Ann Kress, president of MCC, it's always great when you make time to be with us. I appreciate you spending some time
today. Oh, thank you.